Christine Watkins is a well-known Catholic author that writes most famously about the topic of the Illumination, an event that will happen sometime in the future where God will reveal to all humanity their sins to us. This is a moment that we are not ready for. You're not ready, I'm not ready, the church is not ready, and certainly those outside the church are not ready. And we must do everything that we can to bring humanity, especially those outside of the fold, in preparation for this moment, to bring them to Jesus Christ. I firmly believe that the sacramental of the miraculous medal is one of these tools that God wants us to use right now. Her latest book, The Miraculous Medal, Pendant of Power, will help us learn about its history, understand its power, and how we can massively distribute this to change the face of the world. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now let's check out the second part of this interview.
It was unexpected. It was an avalanche. It was an avalanche of grace, and it made us at Queen of Peace Media realize that she had this in mind before we ever started, mm-hmm. that she really wanted a revival of her grace through the Miraculous Medal, and she's getting it.
So for me, the Miraculous Medal, it's the only sacramental that I wear. I can't give a reason why. It just is something about it to where I'm almost kind of like exclusive with it. And when I first started wearing it, I would look up, and you're right, there's books that are out there, but they were written a long time ago. And this is amazing because you take some of those old stories and put them in there along with a lot of new ones. So it's really different in the sense of it's taking everything, like you said, that word compendium. It's an amazing, really amazing book. And even just at the beginning of this interview to challenge people both to get the book, but also to order the medals. I went yesterday and ordered 500 of them. That's the most that you can order. I know that one of the other books that you've written is one talking about the Illumination of Conscience. And as I was thinking about this book, I was asking, why 200 years later is the Blessed Mother wanting this? What does it mean for us right now? Why did she make this woman write this? There has to be a reason. It can't just be because we need to sell more books or something like that, you know? And the strong word that kind of came to mind for me was definitely the word urgency. Mm. And I thought, well, this is someone who writes about this moment that will be incredibly impactful, the Illumination of Conscience, that we almost need to get ready for. And it's very much tied up with the second coming of Christ and the church. We struggle to evangelize. I would say, to go so far as, we have no clue how to evangelize. Mm. We greatly need help. And how are we going to get the world ready? And to me, just this book, The Medal, is just an amazing answer to this is how we can do that. So maybe speak a little bit about kind of tying in those two books that you've written, this urgent event plus this medal as a source of grace for conversion.
Well, I think you did a beautiful job tying them together. I just had 2 minutes before this interview to think about that question. And before I answer that, I do want to say that the warning is a moment in time, and many, many Catholic mystics, some saints, some blessed, were all told, and some church-approved apparitions were told that this event would happen, where in a very, very brief amount of time, 5 to 15 minutes, everyone on earth, no matter their beliefs, would have an illumination of their conscience, and it's God's attempt to correct a world gone astray, that we've gone so far away from Christian morality and understanding right from wrong, that he would give us this huge grace. And one of the connections was that Mary herself has asked for this grace. And we know that through the movement in the church called the Flame of Love that began with the mystic in Hungary, Elizabeth Kindelman. And that story of her, Elizabeth Kindelman, is in the warning book, and this explains the whole event and how we know about it, and people, individual stories who've experienced an illumination of conscience for themselves, so we can know a bit about what it might be like should we live through it. And so this connection between Mary's intercession for this event and Mary's intercession through the medal. So it's, and you say the second coming, and there's a difference between the Lord coming in the future, bringing what Mary prophesied in Fatima, for instance, a period of peace, right? And that's different from the end of the world, which is a second but final coming. So this is like an interim period of grace, as it were, that the warning prepares us for, because God wants to, of course, save as many people as possible. And this is all about his mercy, his chance to have us get it right. I mean, this is an unparalleled act of mercy, and the only thing that rivals it and supersedes it, of course, is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So it's huge. And like you said, we're not ready. I mean, there are souls, of course, walking as though their spirits were already in heaven, meaning their souls in heaven, meaning there are a few saints who are in that state of grace and sanctity, but you and I probably know that they're very few and far between. Yeah. We have so much grace that we need, so much to learn. And the if you got the word urgency in prayer, that I'm not surprised, because the world is turning very dark very quickly. And it seems, and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer here, but if you look at the mystics, and you can even look at scripture, and there seems to be a dive that we're doing into kind of a false reality, where there is no sin and everything's okay, and just love, but do what you will. And that's very, very different from the Ten Commandments. There's nothing in the Ten Commandments. There's nothing in the church teachings that says do what you will, especially since love has been quite a twisted word. I would say we don't really know what it means to love, and God knows, and God is teaching us what it means to love. And that's what we'll ultimately all be judged on. Did you love? But love in the way that Christ loves, which is very different from the word love that we smack onto all sorts of things, including terrible sins that destroy our relationship and our union with God. We smack the word love on some things that literally destroy us. We're a bit lost in general as a human race. And Mary is, as you say, just taking every opportunity. You know, I think that's why she's grabbed the medal, as it were, and showering them out and saying, please, my children, I want to give you graces. It's urgent. You need to prepare for this moment when you're going to see your soul in the light of your sin, and I want you to pass through it and become a happier, holy person because of it, and not be utterly destroyed by seeing one mortal sin after another in your past. That's not going to be a pleasant experience.
I'd had a conversation with people earlier that it was on the topic of purgatory, and talking about how there's the reality where we see ourselves clearly, and it's not a pleasant experience. And they were kind of making that sort of connection that it's almost like that you can say that the illumination is almost like this will be possibly this purgatorial experience of something, seeing ourselves through God's eyes, which is through mercy, but it's also going to be very painful, because we're going to see a lot of things. I mean, even when we wake up in the mirror and we look in a clear mirror, sometimes it's painful to see what's there, let alone something that reveals our souls. But if we can be people that are on the way because we've received grace through the miraculous medal, then at least that experience will be something that maybe there's more of a chance of people turning to God because of that, as opposed to dying out of fear or feeling hopeless. I don't know how people will respond to that. I know that people can have a response to that grace of the illumination, that they may not necessarily turn to God. You know, we want as many to turn to God as possible, if not everyone.
Right. And the mystics have said, who have received word about this future illumination of conscience, also called the warning, that basically people will, many will deny it afterwards. They will know the truth during it and it will be undeniable. There'll be no doubt, but we all know that you can have a religious experience. You can even be a great believer and then lose your faith.